This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be a pop.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
What's up, it's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Dude, we got a good one for you. A real good one. Throwback versions of earlier days of the podcast when it was just me in the den. I know that sounds very, very selfish. I know that sounds like, oh, he just love himself. No, it's just, we're back from Georgia, man. We're tired. Usually Tasha, who helps me out, runs the board, chimes in with, you know, talking and such. You know, no one's here. We're back, and I respect the fans too much to not let them go without having a podcast for the week. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna sit down and do that. But before we jump into all of that, gotta pay some bills. First, we have three sponsors this week, but I want to give a special thank you to the people who have been donating at the SamShowNation.com donate button. You just hit the donate button on the homepage or the current promotions page. You gave to the podcast. You helped us out, do a lot of cool stuff. We don't spend your money buying Range Rover. Well, you don't get enough to buy a Range Rover, but look, I'm saying thank you. You guys gave donate to the podcast to help Free Funny keep being free. You guys gave us better mics, better use of pretty much everything we got here. So the best way to help the podcast, hit the donate button and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. So you guys have been doing that. Those who haven't, go to SamShowNation.com, click the donate button and give. So you can. It's there. Also, next, people who have hit up the Sam Show Nation store, I want to thank you guys a lot, immensely, because you guys are representing your love for the podcast. You're buying your stickers. You're buying your t-shirts. Some people I've seen downloaded the iTunes app. Granted, that's the only thing on the page that doesn't require you to buy anything. It's totally free. Free iTunes app. But you guys are showing your love for it. I was actually in an elevator and I saw a person do something kind of cool. They had the iTunes app and they know me. And they saw me and they showed me the iTunes app. They're like, look at you. See, I'm listening. And that was kind of cool. So show your love by doing that. Also, people are showing their love by buying the old school episodes, which this show is kind of reminiscent of when it was just me and I would go on these hour-long rants about stuff we've done, stuff we did. And this is kind of reminiscent of it, but, you know, less angry, a little bit angry, but less angry. If anything, I want to thank you guys for doing that, where you go to SamShowNation.com, hit the store button, and buy your merch. New shirts are coming. Not to say I don't like the ones that's there now. Get the ones, put like this, buy the ones we got there, and then there will be some new ones coming. Cool. So let's move to some of our sponsors. Sponsors being this week is the good folks at PetSmart. What? PetSmart. PetSmart, you can take care of your pets. This is their biggest sale of the year. This is their anniversary sale. So what they're doing, anything over $100, you save $20 and then you get free shipping. All you gotta do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the PetSmart link, and put in the offer code Hot Savings. Hot Savings just have to come from Hotlanta. So put in Hot Savings at the people from PetSmart. Get something cool for your dog, cat, fish, bird, Gila monster, your pets, your, whatever you got. It's the biggest sale of the year. You can shop in store. Believe it or not, this deal actually translates inside the store too. But if you like me and like shopping online, go to SamShowNation.com, click the PetSmart link, and buy some stuff for your pets. Take care of your pets. So there you go. Second sponsor today are the people from Mangrate. What's a Mangrate, you ask? Mangrate is the grill enhancement system. What? Mangrate was voted 2012's Men's Health Best Grill Enhancement Object. What that is, you could put your grilling grates. A lot of people don't understand how important this is, but putting grilling grates, making your meat taste wonderful, it is putting... You can get the 5-star restaurant quality taste out of some $2 flank steak by putting the grill. That's what the pros use. You're stepping your game up. They use cast iron technology, so it cures the meat. Oh my God! It's whatever you're cooking, your steak, fish, veggies, whatever. Their patented design leaves no professional grill marks. Cuts grease, adds some smoke rails, and for my patriots out there, it's made in America. What you say is made in America. It's made in America, and it fits any grill. So if you got the little hibachi grills that you got like $6.99 from Kmart or Target or your campers, or you got the heavy duty grill, this is what you use. It can fit any grill. And if you go to SamShowNation.com, we hook you up, man. If you go to SamShowNation.com, click the Mangrate link. We knock it down. Originally, something like this would probably cost $40, but you can get it. It costs $19.99 plus shipping and handling with the Sam Show Nation special. And on top of that, we toss in a free brush. Look, that free brush keeps your Mangrate clean. One of the hardest parts of grilling, I like to grill, but one of the hardest parts of grilling is when it's all done and you ate all your food, you did whatever, it's cleaning up. So we give you a free brush to get down that grease, to get down whatever you seared. Whatever you cooked is probably still on the Mangrate grill. You need your Mangrate to look good. So you get a free brush if you go to SamShowNation.com, click the Mangrate link, and get yourself a Mangrate. Put them grill marks on your food. Don't be a punk. Don't be a punk when you grill. Show is like, I did this. It gives perfect grill marks. It gives you A1 steakhouse quality food. Is the best way to do it. So go to SamShowNation.com, click the Mangrate link, and get yourself a Mangrate. Lastly, the granddaddy of them all. If you didn't feel like buying anything for your pets, you don't feel like grilling, pretty sure you can go to Amazon.com. Get some books. Don't be a dummy. Go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. Take the detour. Let's face it. There's 4 things you're going to do on the internet anyway. You're going to go on social media. You're going to look up your favorite lyric. You're going to look up lyrics to your favorite song. You are going to watch porn, and you're going to shop. That's what the internet was made for. Everything else, it's just whatever. So, only thing I ask you to do, go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and shop as you normally would. We get a little kickback, I'm not going to lie to you. But save yourself some money. Have you ever thought about that? When you're buying your books, your video games, your HD TVs, Kindle. Kindle. You're buying your smartphones or what have you. You're going to go to Amazon anyway. Get it from Amazon. But go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and shop as you normally would. You help the podcast out. It's the best way to help the podcast. All right, now that we got all of that stuff out of the way, we are soldiering on. We only got a few weeks left of summer, and we've been doing this all summer. Last episode, we had my nephew 30 Shots on with the featured artist list, and the featured artists are still rolling on. This week's featured artist is Oliver Kurgall with his song Rendezvous. We're going to get some jazz. You ever had some jazz? Let's get some hot jazz for Hotlanta. Get some jazz going. And I will see you after the song is over. And let's get into this podcast. Yeah, all right. I want to say thank you to our friend, Mr. Oliver Cargill, for his song, Rendezvous, which is more representative of what I'm about to get into. Rendezvous, that means you're coming back, you're coming right back here. So, thank you. All of his social media information is on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/JustTalkWithSam. So you can reach him, you can talk to him, you can say it's a good song. Also on Twitter, we also tweeted about it too. So once again, thank you to Oliver for letting us use our song in the middle of our Sam Show featured artist section. Sam Show Nation featured artist section of summer of 2013. So without further ado,
We are back. Back from Atlanta. Hot Atlanta!
Yeah. I'm going to be coming to you solo dolo for this show because, jet lag or car lag, if you want to call it. So, Tasha and the usual gang, they are not here. I want to thank all the people at the Roseland in Atlanta for having us for the live show. I want to thank my man 30 Shots. Man, check him out. Podcast, we gave y'all a little taste of it last week. I will say there will be more in the future. So that's what we're gonna do. Let me tell you a little bit about Atlanta, Hot Atlanta. It ain't just about peaches and the South down there. It's a lot of businesses down there. We got a chance to get out there, run around. One of the things that I actually took great pleasure in doing was going to the I know it's a touristy thing. I know I'm doing touristy stuff when I go places, but that's kind of my motto. If I'm in a place, I want to do touristy stuff, but I also want to do what the locals do. If that makes sense, you know, it's like if I'm in Atlanta, I want to do what Atlanta people do, not necessarily. I want to see both the tourist side and the everyday side. So I guess on the tourist side, you know, if I'm being in Atlanta, let's do some Atlanta shit. I mean, that's just how it works. And not just Atlanta, it's pretty much anywhere else. So one of the things I did more on the touristy side, I went to the CNN building. CNN, you know, cable news network, the whole Anderson Cooper 360s, your all situation room and shit like that, that's down there. So I wanted to run around down there because I am at the very, very, very loosest way a broadcast journalist. I'm in podcasting. So, I mean, it's good to see how the pros do it, I guess. Not to say we're not pros here at Just Talk With Sam. It's just, you know, TV and all that other good stuff. Yeah, you just kind of want to see how it gets done. So, I walked in the CNN, which is excellent, which is a great facility. It's a lot of shit going on there. I learned the history about it. Actually got a chance to step in the Situation Room, man. Stepping in, that was all right, man. Wolf Blitzer wasn't there, but I got a chance to walk behind. I got a chance to see the screens. I actually saw some. I saw the CNN newsroom, which was cool, but a little bit disappointing. Gotta say, a little bit disappointing, man. When you see the work that they put in, it's a room with about, let's say, 70 to 100 people. 30 of those 70 to 100 were actually working. I wouldn't say 30. That's too big of a number. I would say 15 were actually working. The rest were chilling. Maybe because I went on a Friday. Maybe because it was a slow news day. There was no world events or anything like that happening. But for the most part, that entire room was chilling. They had snack trays. And I don't feel too bad about myself here. I mean, I read the comments on YouTube. I read the comments on Facebook and Twitter and things like that. Why are you guys eating and drinking on mic? I can hear it. That's my Twitter voice. What are you doing? I mean, I'm looking at them here in the podcast, and I just hear you're eating. Yeah. Tell me your microphone. Look, the people at CNN do it.
And I gotta be honest, the people at CNN does it, you know, I'm just good enough for me, man. One of the interesting things I saw there, in the newsroom, there's a board. I hope I'm not boring you guys to death. But one of the interesting things I saw there is, I guess, is their fuck up board. They're waiting on someone to fuck up again. So what they do, they have a board and they have that person's name, and they just have just like a timeline of everything they've ever done in the media. So in this case, it was George Zimmerman. So what they did, I mean, the Trayvon Martin case, even though that's over and it's still hot and all of that is going on, one of the things that they do, they just chart everything he's doing in the media. Because, like, you ever seen when somebody like your Lindsay Lohan's or your Charlie Sheen's or Amanda Bynes, Kardashians, whoever, like, when I don't want to say mess up, but if they do something in the media, it may be Kardashian and, well, latter day Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Bynes, that's what I'm thinking of, Amanda Bynes. Whenever they do something, they say, hey, remember when she did this, 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 and this? Even though, like, you kind of forgot about it. What they do, they have a running tally of each person. So, anytime, like, that they do something, even if it's the littlest thing, like, oh, she got a ticket. But remember where it's like, remember that shit they used to tell you in high school, well, grade school, high school, this will go on your permanent record. Apparently there is a permanent record, but it has probably nothing to do with government or shit like that. It has to do with CNN. It's just, if you fucked up once in the public eye, they see it. So technically that is, you know, permanent record. So even they even strike you if you did good, like a guy like Robert Downey Jr. See, people today know him as Iron Man. He's flying through the air. He's saving people on Air Force One. Spoiler. Yeah, I know. Look, if you ain't seen Iron Man 3 by now, that's your own fault. But if, like, he's doing all of these things where he's, you know, Iron Man. That's what we know Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Yes, we forget that Iron Man used to show up coked out of his mind. He used to, I mean, one of the things he, I think, correct me if I'm wrong. Do not correct me if I'm wrong, because Twitter is merciless. Just don't. Just let me just go. One of the things he did, I think he showed up like butt naked over somebody else's house. Like, he just woke up in someone else's house without them even knowing, just butt-naked in their living room. Hi, I'm Robert Downey Jr. I don't know how the fuck this worked out. So, like, that's their running total. Their running total is just kind of like, yeah, Iron Man. Hey, don't forget he showed up butt-naked in somebody else. But right now, he's doing good. So, that's just what the running total is with that. I thought that was interesting. I thought that, like, it's like having a team of people dedicated to hate on you. And not necessarily, okay, yeah, I say hate because some people say, we're just keeping it real, man. We're just trying to keep you grounded, you know. And I'm using my Twitter voice again because I have gotten this. I am a podcaster, so whatever is under a D-list celebrity, I'm under that. So, whatever that is, I am that. I'm not even a celebrity. I wouldn't even call myself a celebrity. I am that guy who does that thing once. That's pretty much at the thing of it. I'm the guy who does that thing once. So, when I'm the guy who does, not a one-hit wonder. See, a one-hit wonder, we remember. Like, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more. Like, I don't think he had any other hits. Or, no, it was, I'm the guy who did that thing. Hey, remember that guy who did that thing? Yeah, he's still doing it. Okay, great. That's who I am. So, that's what that is. In the Twitter voice where they say, well, I know it's a lot of people kissing your ass because you're doing a good job. This is an actual tweet. Or I'm paraphrasing. I know it's a lot of people kissing your ass, but I'm going to keep it real. That is the 2013 way to say, I will hate on you for the rest of your fucking life. I know it's a lot of people telling you you're doing a good job, but I'm just going to keep it real. You don't have to keep it real. Stop fucking keeping it real. If you do not have my phone number, if you do not... Okay, let me put it like this. If we're cool on Facebook and Twitter, and you do not have my phone number, you don't have the right to keep it real. That's just what's up. You can't keep it real. I have a team of people in my life dedicated to keeping it real. And I don't mean internet keeping it real. Internet keeping it real is I'm just going to hate on you, or whatever the popular thing is, I'm going to go against it. Where it says like, well, yeah, you're doing good, but, you know, I just want to keep it real, man. It wasn't so good. Your best episode's behind you, man. Why don't you go back to the old days? Am I just going on a continuous rant here? Am I just, what was my point? Oh, visited Atlanta. Back in Atlanta. Yeah, so got a chance to tour the CNN studios. Well, not necessarily CNN itself. It's Turner Studios. Turner being HLN, your TBS, your Cartoon Network, TNT, Turner Classic Movies. Like, all this stuff. Like, TBS is very, very hush-hush, which is weird. I know they do a lot of stuff in LA. I know they do, but the home of it is Atlanta, and when you're down there in TBS for taping, or they keep a lot of stuff hush hush, which is weird because I tried to walk on to getting to a Tyler Perry show. I mean, I could do it. Like, why not? I am young African American male who can't show up. I have a wife who's opinionated. And I have a son. That is a Tyler Perry show. And that's it. That's all you really need. That's the criteria for a Tyler Perry show, right? That's it. And I have multiracial friends who show up and deal with my daily life. That is every Tyler Perry show. Oh, shit. Nothing bad happened. Ooh. That's probably the thing that stopped me. I need something, like, traumatic to happen within 10 minutes of every fucking day I wake up. Hey, Sam. Yeah? I know you just woke up, but, your car's on fire. Oh, man. Hey, Sam. Knock on wood. Hey, you know your puppy died? Oh, man. Like, every fucking day. I don't think I can manufacture that much drama in my life. Hey, Sam. Yeah? You know, this is your intervention for talking too much. What would they intervene me for? You drink too much. I don't drink that much. But either way, that's what it is. Apparently, I can't get onto it. And then they shut down my idea for me to replace Anderson Cooper. I would think that Anderson Cooper 360, Runaway Show, I watch it. Anderson look good. But let's face it, man, Anderson getting a little old. Anderson is, I know he's prematurely gray. That's one thing, but Anderson got to be about, he damn near 50, ain't he? It's time to bring some new blood in there. How about Sam McClain 720? Sam McClain 1080, three times. You ever had to pause and do a math joke in the middle of your rant? Like, that is carry the one. Yeah, Sam McClain 1080. And do it three times for your ass. So, that was the tour of, like, Turner and also HLN, which is just like CNN, except there's a lot of Nancy Grace photos. I actually saw Nancy Grace. I saw Nancy Grace working, not in front of a mic or not in front of, like, I saw, like, I got a little bit more respect for Nancy Grace. I always thought Nancy Grace was, like, a professional Budinsky. She just show up, talk, have absolutely, yeah, and then just kind of, the story just goes away, and she goes away. And then the next story, she shows up with no real preparation. Apparently, my respect for her is a little bit deeper, because she actually prepares shit. I saw Nancy Grace at her desk writing down shit. And while we were on the tour, I kind of like snuck in through, like, Just Talk With Sam stickers. I slid one under her desk. I don't not desk, but the door. The door is shut, but you can, you know how you slide stuff under the door so people can kind of like see it. We'll get it at their leisure. She saw me do it and did that. It was like a weird scowl. Not necessarily like I hate you, but more like a what the fuck. Like, what was that? I don't know what that is. Speaking of Anderson Cooper 360, I actually threw one of those stickers and, you know, on his desk too. I actually got a chance. Like, I snuck away from the tour, and it was a, I'm not gonna say who. I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. I could just be making this up. Who knows? But the tour guide was actually kind of cool about the whole Anderson Cooper thing. So I got a chance to like look in his office. Granted, it was all only like 2 minutes. I looked in his office. I'm like, oh man, it's Anderson Cooper's office. It's all right. And I threw one of those podcast stickers on the desk. So when Anderson Cooper gets back from New York or Afghanistan or wherever the fuck he is, he's going to have the pleasant surprise of the fucking triangle logo. And there you go. Will it be on the news? Probably not. Will it be in a trash can? Hopefully not. He'd probably do the same thing Nancy Grace did. Like, what the fuck is this? But whatever. I hope he used that high-powered journalism to figure out what the hell's going on. Oh man, I've been going for about 15 minutes. Has any of this shit been funny? See, this is one of the things I hate about doing podcast. Don't get me wrong. I could do a podcast by myself. But this is one of the things about doing a podcast without your friends, without just, without having somebody here. You get really, really, really in your own head and self-conscious. You look around. You see shit. You just kind of like, ah, what the fuck? There's no immediate feedback until I get back on Twitter. Well, you should do shows more often. You should do shows. You should just do shows by yourself all the time, because if you do shows all yourself by the time, you know, it reminds me of the old days. Sometimes, you know, shut up, keeping it real, Twitter guy. But anyway, what else I do in ATL? Another thing I did in ATL, you can't go to ATL without doing some touristy shit. And one of the biggest touristy shit you can do is going to Coca-Cola manufacturing studios. That was cool. Going to Coke World or whatever, the Coca-Cola bottling plant, whatever. There's a lot of cool stuff. I thought it was going to be something. You just walk in, you walk out. Hey, you like Coke? Boo, Pepsi. Get the fuck out. You know, that's what I thought it was going to be. No, it is not that. It is not that at all. When you walk in there, well, there is a lot of boo, Pepsi, but like you walk in there, you got a chance to see like the innovations of it. You got a chance to see like the history of Coke, how it was medicine. I know this kind of sounds boring, but I'm kind of into that stuff. Where, like, the behind the scenes, you get a chance to see a lot of games. Like, it's very interactive. Apparently, my son is the secret of Coca-Cola. They take you to the vault where it's like only two people in the world knows the secret of Coca-Cola. They will never. Well, it started off with one person. And that person died, so that person had to tell somebody else, and then that person also died, and he had to tell two people. But what's cool to keep the thing going, two people can never be on the same, they treat it like the fucking presidency. Those two people who know the secret of Coke can never be at the same place at the same time. So, like, how the president and the vice president will never be at the same place at the same time, because if there is, knock on wood, a terrorist attack or something, you can level the government right there. So that movie Olympus Has Fallen is kind of like full of shit, because like if the president dies, no, well, maybe it's not so full of shit. Well, either way, all right, check it. If the president dies, knock on wood, God forbid, president dies, vice president dies, God forbid, knock on wood, then the Speaker of the House takes over. And then, I think after that, Secretary of Defense. I'm just speaking out of my ass here. This is 7th grade fucking politics. What is it? Civics. Yeah, it's civics class, 7th grade civics class. I learned that. Where, if something happens to the president, he becomes incapacitated, the vice president takes over. If something happens to him, Speaker of the House, I think the fourth person, Secretary of Defense, fifth person, I think they just have a raffle. I don't know how it goes. I think if five or more people gets offed in the chain, they just give it to Michelle and just say, hey, just do what you can. Election is November, but it's your shit now. So my point for saying is, this is how seriously they treat fucking Coca-Cola. So these two people, I would believe it's more people now just because of history, but the way they have it broken down, no more than educated guess, probably 8 to 10 people know the secret of Coca-Cola, of how to make Coca-Cola. And if that is the case, that's how they distribute it. And the actual written down recipe of how to do it is in this vault. Now, I don't know if this is for show. I don't know if this is how they do it. I don't know how seriously they take it, but how seriously they take everything else, I wouldn't fucking put it past them. It's, they have a vault, like a bank vault, but the bank vault is sealed on both sides, but there's like a lock, and the lock has a key, and the key, well, obviously that's how a lock works, but the key is two keys. So you both have to put your key in at the same time, turn it, know the combination, and like know some other shit that's in the vault to see the actual paper recipe of Coca-Cola. So that's how that works. Also, I like the shrine of Coca-Cola of shit that didn't make it. Like, that was one of the most interesting parts of the Coca-Cola. They acknowledge their fuck-ups. So there's a wing in Coca-Cola that says, hey, man, when something just didn't work out, they had, like, the new Coke is there. It's like a museum of shit that no one bought. Like, the new Coke is there. I'm probably showing my age here, but Coca-Cola Black, that was a while ago where they thought, hey, you know what goes good with Coca-Cola? Coffee. So there's like this coffee flavored version that no one bought. And my favorite in the Hall of Fuck-Ups was, it was like this. Here's my favorite. It was two. It was limited release. It was water. It was the Dasani water, but it was like Dasani water cut with more water or some shit. It was supposed to be like this extra. They essentially put sugar in the water, and I don't mean that sugar like you would go and put in your coffee or something. I mean sugar like your aspartame or something, and apparently that causes seizures, so they had to immediately pull that off the market. Another thing they had there, now this was my favorite, and this should be on the shelves today, because this technically wasn't a fuck up, but it had way too much. Like, you could do this shit in 96 when this was out, but it has so much sugar in it to the point where you'll spaz out in a heartbeat. I know this because I was a kid drinking this. It was Surge. Surge! Surge! I remember the fucking Surge commercials. Surge! You would just... Surge was... Whatever fucking Salvia is now is the kid version of Salvia. You don't know what the fuck hits you. You just do dumb shit. It's not my... Well, it's not... It's legal Molly. And this immediately had to be taken off the shelf. I understand why. Because even in the commercial of Surge, it would show kids. I would say teenagers. I want to... Yeah, teenagers. That's somewhere between the ages of 13 and 17. Sam, we know what a fucking teenager is. So, somewhere between those ages, it was a bunch of kids. They will go to the store, and they will buy Surge. And then, believe it or not, immediately they will take their couch out of their mama's house, put wheels on it, set it on fire, and drive it down the street on a downward slope of a hill. That's the adrenaline rush that you will get from Surge. Now, as a person who has had this drink before, That is 120% accurate. I have done dumb shit every time I drunk surge because I had so much sugar in me where my brain could not process real from fake anymore. I actually, here's a real surge story. I actually thought it would be a good idea to get remote control cars, put bottle rockets on them, and drive those remote control cars with them on fire and see what would happen if we drove them towards a gas can. This is a real fucking thing. I almost set my daddy garage on fire trying to attempt this shit. And the only part, now, most people, if you did it now, they got the drugs out. They call it ADD. They call it this. They call it that. No. That is 100% surge. And then, looked forward to putting the fire out. Like, oh shit, it's on fire. And I ran with water and threw the water. It should be taken off the shelf. After retrospect, because my boy set my fucking garage on fire, I would be a little pissed too, and I would, after whipping his ass, after, I know what you're thinking, oh, Sam, you shouldn't hit, I believe when fire is involved, good smack on the butt is worth it. I believe the second fire shows up, or shit is burning, you know, maybe a couple slaps on the butt to stop that. Now, that is my long-winded way to say I love doing touristy shit, and that's the great state of ATL. Now, being from ATL, did you see anybody, Sam? Yeah, we did. Some people we talk with won't be hush-hush about this. And some people from the ATL, we did some shaking of hands. You gotta keep the business going. Gotta keep working. Gotta keep working. We're working here. Gotta keep working. There was some, like I kind of mentioned a few previous podcasts, there was some shaking of hands. There's some people who will be on the podcast. There'll be some people, there'll probably be, you know, some cool stuff. Some cool stuff is happening. Just put it like that. One person, who we did not get a chance to, my wife is a Real Housewives fan. She, went to, what's the girl name? Candy. Went to Candy's Boutique. Met Candy, shook some hands, whatever. She fulfilled her dreams, I guess, of meeting someone. Like, I've sat across from a lot of people I like. She got a chance to kind of talk to somebody she likes, which is cool. I don't remember her buying shit. I think God she didn't buy nothing out of that fucking boutique. Not because it's ugly or anything like that. It is fucking expensive. So, thank you, and, Visa's pissed. She didn't buy anything there, but whatever. They get over it. Now another thing we did. We actually saw one of Wayans. Damian Wayans from Second Generation Wayans. Talk with him. Chat with him a little bit. Just say hey. It was very, very brief conversation. Just say hey. Introduce ourselves. He introduced himself, which is weird because we both. Well, I think it was weird on his part to introduce himself because we called him out. We saw him and said hi to him. I think it's smart for us to introduce ourselves to him because he probably had no fucking idea who we are. Which is weird. He did the thing where you introduce somebody. Very, very nice. Don't get me wrong. I'm not shitting or complaining on him. It's just kind of that thing where it's just like, hey, it's Damian Wayans. Hey, how you doing? I'm Damian Wayans. No, I just fucking said that. Maybe I'm nitpicking. I don't know. All right, but that was Atlanta. Atlanta, we had so much fun. We miss you, and we may be back soon. Who knows? We may go somewhere else. All right, now let's get down to the nitty gritty. We're at the halfway point. One of the things we want to do, I want to do something. I want to prove the skeptics wrong that I can read more than one question. And kind of stay on topic. I know I'm a little bit long-winded, but here's what I'm going to do. I am going to attempt to do 10 questions today. I am going to cheat because all my questions I'm getting from Twitter. 160 characters. I figure I shouldn't be as long-winded. So, there we go. But Any other time, you can. We love reading questions, comments, concerns. You can go to justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Send your questions, comments, concerns, queries, conundrums, whatever. Just send it. We will get to it. We will read it. Or you could do what these 10 people have done that I randomly picked from Twitter. You go visit me. I'm very interactive with the Twitter. That's actually the best place to find me. SamShow11 at Twitter. Also the Facebook page. I'm very active in that as well. I try to talk to as many people as I can. It is Facebook backslash Just Talk With Sam. No G in talking. Just Talk With Sam. On the Facebook page, all of this information can be reached by SamShowNation.com. For all things related to the podcast, you can go SamShowNation.com. So, now that we got all of that out of the way. Oh, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. There's been a few people who've done it, which is great. I appreciate you guys, myself included. But, nah, we need a few more, man. We just need a few more. Like, I see the people wearing the shirts. I see them rocking the stickers. I see my stickers around, which is great. I love seeing my stickers around my hometown. And now a few in ATL. What's up? Actually, I did get noticed. Like, you know, while we talking about celebrities and shit, we did get a little noticed in ATL. I was checking into the hotel. I was saying, "What's up?" And some people saw me who had absolutely no idea who I was. Well, excuse me. Let me rephrase that. I had absolutely no idea who they were. And they say, love the podcast. Keep going. Took pictures. That was kind of cool, man. That was really cool. So if you see me in the street, just say hey. Don't be a dick about it. Just say hey. If you want a picture, well, fuck it. I'll take a picture. I'm very, very interested in meeting my fans and meeting people who listen to the podcast. Very interested in meeting those people. So, yeah, I'll take a picture. Hell, if you want me to come over to your show, shout out K-Hub for having his own. I want to thank CNN Radio. I did a small bit of CNN Radio on there. So yeah, they called me on my bluff. They said, would you just jump on anyone's show? The answer to that question is fucking yes. I will wear my Sam Show Nation t-shirt. And I will whore the fuck out of this podcast on anybody else's shit. Not to say I will take away from yours. I will just, we'll just whore the shit out of the podcast. This is what I do. It's the business side of it. But anyway, now we got all that out of the way. I'm going to get down on some tweets. And I did it with my Twitter voice. You're just Twitter voice. So let's read some tweets. Pull up Twitter. That's what I can do. That'd be great. You know, maybe I shouldn't. Yeah, all right, here we go. I'm just going to take 5 random tweets. Here we go. This is from Rob Black from the Rob Black Band. At Rob Black Band. Listen to episode 100 and her Big Man's Guilty Pleasure playlist. What is yours? Okay. I guess I remember that episode. That's kind of when we talked about guilty pleasures. When we talked about, like, really... My guilty pleasure is very similar to Big Man's, where you can catch me. God, I don't want to give this away because now when I'm driving. Look, I like music. I like pop music, though. I don't know what it is. My guilty pleasure is pop music. I like all types of music, but when I'm alone in the car, or I've at karaoke and I had a few drinks in me, I will belt out a pop song. And I mean, like, which is one thing, I know all the words. I know everything. Like, it's just on my drive. It's just what I do. It makes me feel good. It's a guilty pleasure. It's fun. And I mean, pop, pop. I mean, your Katy Perry's. I mean, your, Carly Rae Jepsen. If you remember a while ago, with the help of Shotgun Soul, we kind of initiated that. I was 3, 4, maybe 5 beers in. And we're like, hey, y'all know Call Me Maybe? And then it was just song Call Me Maybe. Like, I'm talking super pop in that level. That song better have more hooks than my daddy's tackle box. That's how many hooks that song has to have. You need to go Vision with as many hooks. Let me pull it up. Oh God, here it is. Here it is. Let's give you a little taste. This is me in my car when I think no one's watching. Now that I say this on a public forum, everyone will be watching, and they're gonna hold me to it. Like when I play stuff like this, I don't know. It's like I'm not supposed to do it. I think that's what makes it so fun. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind? Want to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already feet deep, 6 feet under, seems to no one else to hear a thing? Do you ever oh shit, after that's for you, there's a spark for you, and it's gotta ignite tonight and let it shine to start the night like the 4th of July. Baby, you're a firework. Tell me, go touch your work. Let them go up, up, up. It's to shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. All right, let me stop. I'm getting way too into this song. It was very reminiscent of the all right, we can stop it. We can stop it right here. Oh, man. It's just very reminiscent of the Prince. I don't want to say Prince. Of the Seal episode with, because I know I won't get past this question because I'm going to fucking keep singing it. So I just like shit like that. The video helped a lot because, like, when she was like, baby, I'm a firework. Like fucking fireworks start shooting out of her titties. I mean, if there's ever a way to get Beyonce need a video like that, I would love to see the fucking halo shoot out of her pussy or something. Like, take the Katy Perry method. Like, you make a song about fireworks, show your titties. Make sure, look, I know that sounds incredibly sexist, but fuck it. That got this man to watch that video. So, send all your letters, comments, concerns at talkwithsam@gmail.com. But that's, look, a song that poppy, when you do something like that, I'm watching. Call me maybe, whatever. There was no fireworks in that, but whatever. Not judging, just saying. Shooting fireworks out of your titties get male viewers on your videos. That's all I'm saying. Sorry. I know it sounds incredible sexist. I'm not taking away from her singing abilities. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just saying look, here it is. You got me in the door with fireworks coming out of your titties. You kept me in the door. You kept me in my seat with the amazing singer. There you go. There we go. We done? All right. Next Twitter question. This is from Bella. I hope I'm Bellusier. I guess. Sorry. At Bellusier. Do you have a favorite podcast episode? The answer to that is no. I take that back. Do I have a favorite podcast episode? Yeah. My answer is and forever will be the next one. That's my favorite podcast episode. The next one. I know that sounds incredibly pretentious. I know that sounds douchey as hell. That is the douchey answer I have to give. I love doing this. I've sat across from a lot of cool people, and I hope to continue doing so. I have talked with my friends. I have talked with my family, and every time we've always had a good time. I don't even edit this. My horrible singing of the Katy Perry should be edited. Will not be edited. I know that will come back and bite me in the ass. But, sorry, no, I'm having fun. It's a guilty pleasure for a reason. I feel, back to the last question, it gives you this weird, tingly feeling up the side of your back where it's just kind of like, God damn it, you're having fun. But if someone sees you, you're going to have to fucking explain yourself. And I can do all of that in my little corner of the internet here. So, unfortunately, I don't have an episode. My favorite podcast is the next one. And it will forever. If you ask me after 50 more podcasts, I'm going to just say the next one. So, there you go. Sorry. David Ortiz, Hall of Fame pitcher David Ortiz. No, this is David Ortiz 911. This is not the guy who plays for the Red Sox who beat the shit out of a telephone with a bat. I would love it if this was David Ortiz, the guy from the Red Sox who beat the shit out of a telephone with the bat. Anyway, he asks, when is Brandy coming back? Well, David Ortiz. Now, it is no secret that my good buddy Brandy Tingle is a pillar of the Latin community. Right now, she will be back soon. I will say this. She will be back soon. She'll be back on the couch. We'll sit down. We'll talk with her. We'll chat with her. But right now, she's in South America on the Loon Network filming a children's program called Del Fuego with Antonio Sabato Jr. and Hector Macho Camacho. And on the Loon Network, that is the Latino Unity Network, is big down south. So check your local listings. Check my girl Brandy out. Her, Hector Macho Camacho, and Antonio Sabato Jr. doing stuff for the kids. So that's just magical. So check her out, Brandy. She's on Facebook, all that other good stuff. Send her all your well wishes because she's doing big things in South America. Next question comes from Kyle. Which book are you currently reading? Okay. Now, Kyle is either a podcast veteran, because I like reading a book every 3 months so I don't feel like a dumbass. I have said that on many podcasts. I need to read a book, at least one book every 3 months so I don't feel like a dumbass. Or he just take a shot in the dark right now. But to answer your question, Kyle, I am thoroughly enjoying Jen Kirkman's I Can Barely Take Care of Myself, Tales from a Happy Life Without Kids. Shout out to Jen Kirkman. If you are listening, I am enjoying the hell out of your book. Jen Kirkman, man. Love the book. But yeah, I am reading that. I will soon be jumping into the new Marc Maron book, Attempting Normal. And then I'm going to round it down with, it's two more, sorry. Jim Gaffigan, Dad is Fat, and the last one will be Self-Inflicted Wounds by my girl, Aisha Tyler. What's up? What's up, Aisha? How you doing, girl? Aisha, she's the girl I never had. But anyway, I'm pretty sure she's heard that all her life. What's up, Aisha? I don't think any of these motherfuckers are listening. Either, yeah, maybe Aisha. We took pictures together. We're friendly on Twitter, so yeah. So yeah, I will be rounding out with those. Oh, Sam, you read a bunch of books from comics? Yeah, because I respect their fucking work, and I like their interest. Well, I respect their work as comedians, but also I like their other lives. Like, I like Jen Kirkman as a comedian. I like what she do on Chelsea Lately and her writing and Drunk History. Jim Gaffigan, that guy has been fucking everywhere, but nowhere at the same time. If that makes sense. He's a comedian. He's at shows. He had this. He's had writing credits. They canceled one of his one show he was featured in. I don't know. Well, he was a regular cast. That was the My Boys. Man, I love that show. It was about Chicago. Chicago in the house! What's up, Chicago? I do appreciate their other works. Aisha Tyler, watch her on The Talk. I like her voice in Archer. I like just her take on things. I actually listen to her podcast, Girl on Guy. And who am I missing? Marc Maron, that guy's an institution all to himself. Met him, talk with him. You've seen the pictures on Facebook and Twitter. That guy's a living institution. And not only with his comedy, but just living in general. So, I mean, that's it. That's what I got. So, all right. I hope that answers your question, man. I mean, oh man. Alright. This is from Country Ambitions. So Fake and Southern. Is it Sam? Oh, So Fake and Southern on at Twitter at So Fake and Southern. It says, Sam, love the Superman episodes. Will you be spoiling any more movies? The answer to that is yes. I don't know which one we're going to spoil yet, but next movie, when the crew gets here, we're all going to see what movie we saw that we all have weird opinions about. It all starts, and we're just going to sit down, and we're just going to break that movie from start to finish as if we did, just like we did Superman. Superman, that was a fun movie to spoil. We sat down and we just went ham on Superman, or I keep calling it Superman, it's the Man of Steel, where we went from start to finish. I love those episodes. That's just a fun one. We could sit down and just spoil movies, because I like movies on the fucking podcast, so that's what we do. We sit down and talk about movies. If you have not seen it, please watch the movie first, because we are going to spoil it. If you're okay with it, that's fine. This is from @runningclyde on Twitter. It says, Sam, I like the 50 list. Has it been changed, or has it been changes to the 50 list, or is it set in stone? I don't want to say it's set in stone. To answer that last part, the 50 list is not set in stone. Has it been changed? Probably. I will add or take away names, because since its inception, I have met people on that list that's on it. So, will that boost them up? Will that take it down? Will that take them off? Because Shirley Manson, I met Shirley Manson, who was on the 50 list, and Aisha Tyler, bring up second Aisha Tyler reference on the 50 list. I should actually pull up the fucking 50 list so I can name more names, but I have met several people from it, and both we did the Aisha Tyler gushing before, but Shirley Manson, met her. That was just awesome. That woman is, she is the goddamn Terminator. Let's just put it like that. She's sweet. She's nice. She shows emotion. She's not a fucking robot like her character, but she's one of those women who you don't cross. She's sweet, nice, funny, beautiful, but there's that, like, you know in your mind, like, you're not going to pull one over on her. You can't do it. You just can't do it. And with that delicious Scottish accent, which is like, Sam, okay, go back and listen to the Garbage Podcast, man. That was a fun show, and I'm not doing it. Now, there's a person who's probably listening, think I'm finna say their name, like we've been saying on the fucking podcast, and I'm by myself. Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2. I just gave it to her. Shout out, Alexa. What's up, girl? I know you listening. We did everybody else. So there we go. We're doing pretty good. I think I got 4 more, and I will do 10. Andy Roberts. Andy Roberts 1212 Twitter says, any more live shows planned for the future? The answer is yes. There are some planned. There are some coming up. I kind of mentioned that with the shaking of hands. Little hint, hint, wink, wink. I talked about that a little bit. There will be, just pay attention to the Facebook page. Pay attention to your Twitters. There will be some live shows. So there we go. The Introspective, I am Sarge Bravo at Twitter. He says, do you have a favorite guest? Least favorite guest. Least favorite always goes back to Funkatron. No one's beating Funkatron. He is the least favorite guest I ever had here. He's the only person who got on this podcast and didn't fucking talk. I don't care what you say on the podcast. I don't care. Like when I have my friends in, which will be shortly, like Brandy, BK, Marlene, they're coming back. The All-Stars, Ike, P-Dub, if we could wrangle him, the Mayor, Dave Brown, maybe Tasha, maybe some new faces. I love it when we all get together and we all talk over each other. Like, it makes you listen to that podcast 2 or 3 times, because there's a lot of crosstalk. There's a lot of going on. It's like you walked into a party and there's one guy who just knows they're on the internet. Everyone else doesn't. They talk to him as if he are, but there's a lot of side conversations, and I love podcasts like that because you get a chance to listen to it more than once, and you get it. But they will never ever make the least favorite. As far as favorite guests, I don't have one. I like everybody equally. All these podcasts are my babies. All of them are great. I don't I don't have a favorite guest. Sorry. I don't. I wish I could sit down and rank them, but they were all great. So, and I thank them all, and future guests. I thank future guests who show up too, all just gracious and just giving time out. So, they're all my favorites. But, yeah. I hope I answered your question. It was a long-winded way. So, I'm just going to go. This is kind of like a similar question from Annie Activator. I don't know if you two know each other at Twitter. It says, I like the corner with K-Hub, and will you be appearing on any other shows? Oh, they got a K-Hub fan. All right, a little crossover action. Little crossover action. To answer that question, will I be appearing on any other shows? Like I said many times before, I will show up on anybody who will have me. So, if you, I don't know, if you want me on a show, tweet the hell out of that person of who that show belongs to. Just, I don't know. I will show up on anyone's show. I will talk to them. I will try. I like being on the other side of the mic. I like being the guest sometimes. It's actually pretty fun. Where I don't have the pressure of singing a Katy Perry song. Or I don't divulge secrets of myself, and I just don't get into. Yeah, but the answer to that is yes. If you have anyone, just tweet them, email them, blow them up. Say we want Sam on your show. I will go and do anybody's show in a heartbeat. So that will I be appearing? That's actually up to the host of that show or the fans of that show to get me on that show. So that's it. I don't make those decisions. I would love to be. Will I be appearing? I don't have any shows I'm appearing at. Shit, I don't want to give too much away because there's like I said, there was some shaking of hands. I don't want to give too much away, but there won't be necessarily TV or radio shows I will be appearing on that's not my own podcast. Not to say that can't change on a dime. So, there we go. Got that. And lastly, oh fuck, he did 10. I did 10 with a little bit of time to spare. It says, this is from Dale Counts at Twitter. If you could talk to anyone as a guest on the podcast, who would you talk to and why? Fuck. Man, I wish I had more time to really answer that question, man. All previous mentioned people, I would love to talk to them for any insane amount of reasons on those people. All the people I mentioned previously on this podcast. I want to throw in a few more mentions. Jay Moore. Fucking Bob Sugar. Oh, I'll sit down and talk with Bob Sugar. I would sit down and talk with Mike Tyson. I want to sit down and talk with... You name it. Fuck it. Katy Perry. I got some questions at Katy Perry. Fuck. The list goes on and on, man. It's a lot of people that you can sit down and name for that. So, yeah. Once again, that's vice versa. I would sit down and talk with a lot of people on my show as well. Just as I told the last person... Blow that person up. If the Twitter fans want a person on my podcast, tweet them, blow them up, put my name in that Twitter since we're doing this all Twitter show because I answer all these questions from Twitter. If you're doing that, oh, feel free to blow me up and them up to say, hey, get on this podcast. I recently, as a fan, I know they're coming, Jeff Ross, Stephen Brody Stevens, and Hannibal Buress. I said, hey, if you don't mind doing it, I'll sit across from you. I would blow them up. I want them on the show. I want to talk to them. I respect the hell out of those guys, too. I'm a fanboy. I would like talking to people I'm fans of in a very respectful way. I don't want to crowd the space. I don't need to know what they do in the bedroom. Don't really care. Just... sit down and kick it with them. That's the spirit of the show. It's just sitting down and kicking it with people and just having a generally good time. So, if you guys, the audience, if you guys want people on the show, fuck it. Tweet them. Say, hey, you ever been on this show? You ever been in Detroit? You ever did this? All right. So, There you go. I guess, fuck it. You know what? I don't want to come out like a dick and say, oh, do it. No, but that's your homework assignment. If you guys really want somebody on the show, local, whoever, just tweet the fuck out of them. Say, hey, have you ever been on this podcast? I guarantee I will fucking talk to them. I don't know how that conversations go. I will try to be respectful. I will have fun. That's just what I would do. So, I think we are about at the hour mark. I ran my mouth for about an hour. That's this week's podcast. Next week we're going to... Okay, I can give you a little bit of a little hint. We're bringing back a person for next week. We're bringing back a favorite of the show for next week. And we're going to sit down. And we're just going to have fun. We're going to do the Just Talk with Sam thing like we always do. But until then, you can always hit me up. All things podcast related at samshownation.com. You can get our Twitter. Oh, I almost forgot. Speaking of shaking hands and all the other good stuff, I can say this. Audio Boo. We're on Audio Boo now. One of the things we do, our fans in the UK were very vocal. See, this is what I was talking about like being vocal. Our fans in the UK are very vocal, and now we're on the Audio Boo channel. What that is, it's like this weird social media that crosses... it's like a cross between Instagram and Pinterest, and people go on Audio Boo. They cut up their favorite parts of the podcast using like editing software, and they just share it. They just share their favorite parts of the podcast. They comment on it. They talk about it. Man, that's such a cool idea. And people like it in the same realm as you would like a Instagram picture or something like that. So you get a chance to go to that page. You go to Audio Boo via samshownation.com. Just click the Audio Boo button on the homepage. You can see it yourself. You can put your favorite clips up of all the podcasts, and you can just do it that way. YouTube. Well, anyway, just go to samshownation.com. You can get all of that information there. You can also get information to our Twitter. Questions, comments, concerns can always be reached at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. One more time for your mind. Just talking with Sam, no G in talking.com. Well, not all one word. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com, no G in talking. There you go. Like I said, the Facebook page is facebook.com/justtalkwithsam. And anything else, you could just go to Sam Show Nation. Oh, the Twitter, obviously. You can tweet me. I'm very vocal with you guys, as you see, at SamShow11 on Twitter. And anything else, you can always go to SamShowNation.com. We got pretty cool show for next week. Special guests. Well, special. I may be doing it a little bit too much when I say special, but either way, is a good guest, friend of the show. We showing back up, welcoming him back. So that's how we're gonna do it, and I guess I will see you guys next week. Peace out, y'all.